The Business of African Fashion podcast is all things fashion and business. We specifically talk about how African fashion entrepreneurs can learn, grow, and develop skills to dominate the fashion industry. I'm your host, Victory, and welcome to the show.
Welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I'm really excited to be here with you today, and we're going to be talking about a somewhat controversial topic: why Nigerian tailors are unreliable. I don't want to speak for the entire continent, but I know that there is an idea, a perception, a belief that Nigerian tailors are unreliable, and sometimes we can be unreliable, right? So I just also want to be clear that I'm not here to bash anyone. I'm not here to point fingers. I also consider myself a tailor. So I'm just here to shed light on why this problem is happening and the solution that we can get to in order to solve this problem, right? So that's what I'll be talking about today. And just a couple housekeeping before we jump into the episode. Make sure that you stay connected to us, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Instagram. I just created a TikTok account, so make sure that you support that as well. Follow us on Twitter, join our community. I've said a lot, but the priority, if you want to really dive deep, would be the community. So if you go to bit.ly/African Fashion Community, you can join. There's other African tailors, Nigerian tailors, other African fashion entrepreneurs in that community. And we talk, we discuss, we share ideas, we learn, and we grow together. So that's the point of that community. As far as social, priority is YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube because that's where we're going to be most active. And I'm excited for this episode. I think this topic is pretty controversial, but it's so important that we talk about it so that we can all learn and grow together. My overall point for this episode is that sometimes Nigerian tailors can be unreliable, and there is a way to change that. It doesn't always have to be like that. There are solutions to the problems that we face. There are different things that we can do differently in order to make ourselves more reliable. So I'm going to jump right into it. The first reason Nigerian tailors are unreliable is because we try to be everything to everyone at the same time, right? So one person is trying to do everything in the fashion design process. The person is the one who takes your measurements, the pattern maker, the person who cuts. They're also the one who sews. They're also the ones interacting with the customers. They're also making business decisions. They're also creating the budget. Are you overwhelmed already? It's such a long list of things that one person has to do in many Nigerian tailor shops. And that's why people are overwhelmed and they end up becoming unreliable. It's because they don't have the tools and the resources to delegate. They don't have the tools and the resources to hire people. And sometimes they may not even be aware that there's things that can help them make this process easier. So we're going to dive deep into that today. And there's a resource I'm going to share. If you're listening on the podcast, the show notes will have the link. Just click that. You'll be able to easily download this free resource. If you're on YouTube, check the show notes. Not the show notes. If you're on YouTube, description box will have this resource for you. So make sure that you access that as well. And this resource, I'm going to share my screen now so you can see. This resource is about the various roles in the fashion industry, right? And there is a lot of different responsibilities in the fashion industry that many times Nigerian tailors are trying to do everything on this list. There's 3 pages of these roles, and I'm sure there's more roles that are not on here. But even with this list, a lot of people are trying to be every single thing on this list, which honestly is what's causing people to be overwhelmed, and they end up dropping the ball and they end up presenting themselves as unreliable. So the first one is designer, fashion designer. That's the popular one. Everyone and their mom IG bio is like fashion designer. I love to see it. It's just really popular. I think a lot of people think that that's the most important role in the fashion industry. And however you want to argue that point, fashion designer is really, really popular. There's a creative director, which is basically the person that's directing the creative direction of the brand. That's the person that's basically saying, where are we going with creativity as far as this brand? What is our overall vibe? What is our look? What is our style, right? A lot of the legendary brands, the people who have made it over several generations and several trends and highs and lows in fashion are people who have their style and have crafted their message, and they have an identity to their brand, right? There's also a bespoke tailor, which is what most Nigerian tailors are trained to be. I was an apprentice myself. I do consider myself a tailor, as you can see by this dress that I'm currently working on behind me, right? So there's a bespoke tailor, which is basically the person that's making these custom outfits for you. There's a textile designer, person designing the various patterns on the textile. There's a merchandiser, a stylist, a model. Model is really popular as well as a quality control inspector. And I believe this role is very, very important for Nigerian tailors to have. When I was an apprentice, we did have someone who was the boss, actually. As we were making the clothes, she would just walk around, inspect what we're working on, make sure that, you know, we're not attaching a sleeve as something else, making sure that everything was where it's supposed to be, that the darts were aligned, that the zipper was well installed, and things of that nature. There's a quality control inspector. There is a production manager, which is basically the person managing the entire production process from start to finish. There is a show and event producer. This is if you have live shows, if you're planning to do like a fashion show or something of that nature. There's a trend forecaster, which is basically the person that's looking ahead, looking forward to say, what are we working on for next season? What are people wanting to see? What's the trend, right? There's the editor. There's a showroom representative, and we're on page 2 now. There's a photographer, hairstylist, production manager. There's different roles, operations manager, retail manager. There's a visual merchandiser, graphic design person. There's a sourcing agent. There's a technologist. There's an educator. There's a pattern maker. So the list is long, okay? There's a lot of different roles in the fashion industry. And I believe the very key reason why Nigerian tailors are unreliable is because one person is trying to do everything, which isn't feasible, right? So I would encourage you, if you're listening to this episode, if you're watching this video, get this resource and look through this list. And I want you to do two things. The first thing is figure out which of these roles is the one that you are most aligned with. Which one would you enjoy doing, and which one do you have the expertise to do for the next 5-10 years, right? Or which one can you improve yourself in, and put a star next to that one. And if you're an entrepreneur, someone who's planning to build a business, and you know that you need these other roles as well, but it's not possible for you to do everything, I want you to start brainstorming, start thinking about how you can outsource these roles, how you can hire someone to do these things for you, or how you can start to look into technology assisting you with what you need to do, right? So go through the list, put a star next to the one that you enjoy doing, and the rest of them, start brainstorming, start thinking about which one you would need to outsource. Second reason Nigerian tailors are unreliable is because we are not trained on how technology can make our process more effective and more efficient. So a lot of us don't know how to use technology to help us with our work. A lot of us don't know what resources, what technology is available to help us in our process. The sewing machine is technology, right? Technology is anything that makes whatever it is you're doing easier, makes it more efficient, makes it more effective. Right. So, for example, your sewing machine is technology because then you don't have to sew by hand. Right. But a lot of us don't have resources in technology in other parts of the fashion design process. So many Nigerian tailors don't know that there is software that can help you make patterns. So you don't have to manually create the pattern yourself and do all of this brain work trying to create the pattern. And whenever you make a mistake, you feel like you have to start from scratch. There is different technology that's available that can help you with that. So, and I'm going to have a completely separate episode about this where I dive deeper into the various software, pattern making software, that are available on the market. There's a lot of them that are free. There's some that you have to pay for that you can use to design patterns and use in your business to make your process more effective and more efficient. So make sure you stick around, subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you can be notified about when that episode goes live. And I'm going to really dive deep into the software that's available. So that's the second reason why Nigerian tailors are unreliable, okay? It's because we don't have the knowledge. We're not trained with the resources to know what technology is available for us in order to upgrade our business. So I'll tell you a story. When I was an apprentice, in Nigeria for a few months with my boss. She was a tailor. She had a really big tailoring shop where I lived, and she had a lot of apprentices that were learning. I was one of them. And there probably was like maybe 10 of us in that shop. And y'all know how tailor apprentices are and all of the, you know, just conversations that happen in the tailor shop. It's always a good time. You learn a lot really, really quickly. So I had a good time there. I learned a lot. I got to see the fashion design process from start to finish. But what I realized about my boss is that whenever a customer would come in to have something made, she would take the measurements for the person. She was the one who had the relationship with the customer. So she was basically client facing, right? She would interact with the customer, take their measurement. And then when the customer leaves, she would call all of us together. And then she would take the fabric, and depending on the style the customer wants, she would create the pattern, right? And she wasn't creating the pattern on like pattern paper or any other kind of paper that you could reuse. She would create the pattern directly on the fabric. And then when she cuts the style, she would basically divide different parts of the dress, for example, to those of us apprentice. And we would use that to learn, and we would put the dress together, and she would inspect as we were making it and all of that. I applaud her for, you know, delegating, right? Knowing that someone can help you in the fashion design process. However, that pattern making process, I believe that can be made more efficient. I believe that can be streamlined in such a way that it doesn't have to take as much brain power and as much time in order to get that created. So there's different software that's available. And I remember when I was in secondary school and we're learning how to sew, we actually used to use brown paper, right? If you ever use brown paper to draft a pattern, please leave a comment. Don't leave me hanging. Let me know that there's someone else that has experienced this. So we would make the pattern on the brown paper, and then we would be able to reuse that pattern, right? And the whole point of this is that we want to make the process so efficient that we don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time. So reinventing the wheel basically means trying to do something in a new way when there's already an established way of doing it that's working, right? So I'm always here for like innovation and creating something new. However, if there is a tried and true method that works, let's stick to that. Let's not reinvent the wheel, right? So there are things that are available that we can tap into to make our process more effective and more efficient. I'm going to jump into point number 3 of why Nigerian tailors are unreliable. This third one is, I'll summarize it as saying Nigerian tailors are unreliable because we don't know how to communicate the true status of what we're working on, the true state of our business, the true state of our work, right? We don't know how to say no. We don't know how to tell people, I don't know how to make that style, I'm sorry. We don't know how to tell people, I can't make that deadline. We don't know how to tell people, I don't know how to make that style, it's too complicated, but I can direct you to someone who can make it. And I think that just goes hand in hand with Nigerian culture, is that a lot of times we're taught to be ashamed of what we don't know. When in reality, it's like there's so much you don't know, because the world is a huge, vast, complicated place. And there's several fields of information that you may not have access to. So there's nothing to be ashamed about. No single person, no one person knows it all. So it's okay for you to admit, I don't know how to make that style, I'm sorry. And when we start to do that, I think it's going to change the perception that Nigerian tailors are unreliable, because then people will be surprised. They'll probably be taken aback, because they're used to people pretending and saying, oh, you know, I'll make the style for you in 2 weeks. And then in 2 weeks, you come back and it's not done and they're disappointed, right? So in order for us to change this belief that we're unreliable, we have to be proactive in communicating, hey, I don't know how to make that style. And if you see that style and you're like, wow, I really would like to learn to make this, then that's a challenge for you, right? You can start to see how you can get to making that style. Without the customer's dress being in the line, you can take your own fabric and learn how to make that style on your own. And guess what? When the next person comes in and they're bringing that same exact style or something similar, your answer now will be yes, because you'd be like, oh yeah, I've definitely practiced this. I can do that for you, right? So in order to change this perception that we're unreliable, we have to start being honest and straightforward, transparent. We have to start being transparent. That's the word. We have to start being transparent about how things really are. So let people know I can't make that style. Let people know I already have a lot on my plate. Let people know I'm sorry, I can't take your fabric. I already have too many things to sew. And let people know I'm sorry, I can't make that deadline, right? So if somebody's rushing into your shop and they're like, oh my God, I need this dress on Saturday and it's Thursday, and you're like, whoa, it's okay for you to say, you know, I understand that you need this dress and this style is so gorgeous and it will look fabulous on you. However, I'm at capacity, I can't accept anything else. It's okay for you to communicate that to people, and they will learn to respect that. They'll learn to respect that about you, and it will start to set you apart because you can open your mouth and communicate to people, and they will start to trust you too, because they know that when you say yes, it really means yes and your stuff will be done. And when you say no, it really means no and you won't accept anything less. So third reason we're unreliable is because we don't know how to communicate. And how we fix that is that we begin to communicate, right? We begin to tell people, I'm sorry, I don't know how to make that style. We begin to tell people, I'm sorry, I can't make that deadline. We begin to communicate honestly, and we begin to be transparent with people. And I think that's the key here. What will help us change this perception about being unreliable is transparency. So I'm going to say this. This is my tagline. Nigerian tailors are perceived as unreliable. I am on a mission to change that. Okay. I'm on a mission to change that, because it's possible for that to change. And the key to that is transparency. Transparency and also improving our skills so that we actually know what we're talking about and we're not just figuring it out with people's clothes, right? And we're not disappointing people and making them feel they're not getting the value that they're paying for, right? So that's how we change this perception that we're unreliable. So in summary, three reasons Nigerian tailors are unreliable. First, we try to be everything to everyone. Second, we're not trained to use technology to make our process more effective and efficient. And third, we don't know how to communicate the true status of our work. And the key to making ourselves more reliable is transparency and more training. Being transparent and also knowing your stuff. That's why I said go through the fashion industry roles and put a star next to the one that you're going to focus on. And when you say you're going to focus on that one, start digging deep, learn everything you can about that and become an expert at that. And everything else for your business, plan to outsource that, plan to hire someone to do that, plan to hire technology to do that, however you can. And I'm really excited because this idea of Nigerian tailors becoming more reliable, I believe that it will do a lot for our fashion industry, our Nigerian fashion industry, and hopefully trickle over to the African fashion industry. But I'm also curious, if you're from another country that's not Nigeria, but is on the African continent, can you let me know in the comments, maybe tweet using hashtag business of African fashion, how are tailors in your country perceived? Is this just a Nigerian problem, or is this pervasive across the entire continent? Let's know, right? The first key to fixing something is to be aware that there's a problem. You can't fix a hole in the wall that you're pretending not to see, right? So we have to be clear, where is the problem and what are we doing to fix it? So please let me know, in your country, are your tailors reliable or are they not reliable, right? So we're not here to shame anyone. We're just bringing things out into the light so that we can work to make ourselves more effective and more efficient. In conclusion, Nigerian tailors, African tailors, I'm one of you. We're in this together. We can learn, we can grow, we can improve ourselves, and we can do better. Absolutely. And if you would love to continue this conversation, if you want to dive deeper, if you want to have access to me to ask questions and also access to other members of this community, feel free to go to bit.ly/African Fashion Community and you can join our community. There'll be great conversation in there. It is free. So make sure that you join, get plugged in to all the resources. Let's continue this conversation. I would love to hear what your perspective is on this topic. If you agree with me, let me know. If you disagree, let's talk about it, right? We can be respectful with one another, even if we disagree, right? So feel free to jump into the community. Again, it's bit.ly/African Fashion Community. And I would love to see you in there, and let's continue this conversation. I'm sure it will be great. I hope that you've learned something from this episode. I hope that you have, you know, seen something new that you probably didn't know before. And I will see you in the next episode. Hey fam, I hope you have enjoyed the episode so far. Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. 5-star is my favorite, but whatever you give, I would appreciate that as well. And please share this episode with a friend, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.